Okay. Alright, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with, as I have promised, more of the boys. So let's go ahead and get started. I believe when I give my heart to God, it will be forever. I believe when I give my soul to Christ, it will be forever. I believe when I give my heart to God, it will be forever. I believe when I give my soul to Christ, it will be forever. I believe. I always have, because there's a power in our world that makes the greatest superhero seem so small. I believe in God. I believe in the love of Christ, our Savior, and I know that I must spread the word this Sunday in Central Park in New York City. The Believe Ministries, Capes for Christ, the Redeemers, Sidekick 12, the Jesus League of Americans, and many more will join together and celebrate the love that makes us one. So come along, bring the family. Go to www.don'tbelieve.com now. Oh, that doesn't make any sense, guys. I fucked that one up. So come along, bring the family. Go to www.believe.com now and get your all-day event gold pass at a special reduced rate. You'll have a chance to meet some of your favorite heroes in a day of worship you'll never forget. Remember what really matters. Remember who it's for. Remember all you have to do. Believe, part one. How do you feel? Safe from the world. Like I could disappear, like I could disappear into you and be happy forever. You say beautiful things to me. I love you. I found you. You did. You found me. You found me. You found me. You found me. Isn't it just the best thing ever? I love that theory of your... bosses. He does have his moments, But I'm a lot less happy with him after the accident. He shouldn't be sending you to places where you can fall through the stairs of some building. Fell down them. I put my foot through one and went arse over tit down the rest of them. Then I went through the glass door. To be honest with you, it was more sort of shocking than anything else. You cracked your ribs. You lost two teeth. You had all those awful little cuts. I can't believe he's making you go back to work so soon. Honestly, Hen, I'm fine. I'm going buck deaf sitting around here anyway. Just can't wait to get back to that white-hot insurance investigating action. Ah, you've never done it. You'll never know the thrill of the hunt. What are you? Are you still talking about quitting? Soon. Soon? Soon. It's funny, I've never seen where you work. I've never met any of the folk you work with either. Well, I've never met any of yours. It's kind of cool, I think. It's like we have a secret that only we share. Aye, except yours is that you're seeing this desperate-looking Scots dwarf with a club foot and a hump, and you don't want your sophisticated fashion friends to see you with him. They wouldn't understand him anyway, babbling away in his weird foreign gibberish. True enough. Your secret. Let me see if I can put this in proper Brit. You can't believe you've pulled off this big blonde crumpet. You're scared one of your mates will nick her from you, and jings or something. Ah, lost control at the very end there, Hen. Very amateurish. You're about halfway there. You don't pull someone off. That'd be terrible. You just pull them. And crumpet's plural on its own. You're meant to say bit a crumpet. Lastly, and this may just be a matter of taste, nick is usually followed with off, as in nick something off someone. Not from the... Do you have time for a quickie before work? Aye. Well, you can tell by the way... Oh, can't sing that. You can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man, no time to talk. And now it's all right. It's okay. You can look the... Oh. There you are. Thank you. Thank you, sir. I wanted to go over the agenda for Believe on Saturday. Oh, I don't want to do that shit. Really? Mr. Homelander? It's all such fucking bullshit, those people. Thousands of those pathetic fucking people. Standing looking at you like sheep waiting to take it up the ass. Mr. Homelander, can I bring you a refreshment? Don't bother the vertebrates, Toe Jam. You betcha, m'lady. It's a point of view, I suppose, but you've been doing Believe for years. What's changed? I think I've got better things to do with my time than this garbage is all. Well, as I say, what's changed? What? Oh, hi. Ah, Starlight. I wanted to see you too. It's about the Believe event. You're going to be appearing on behalf of Capes for Christ. Oh, no. No, I'm sorry. I can't do that anymore. Sorry. You too? I'm afraid I'm not a Christian anymore. I haven't been for a while. So it wouldn't be right for me to attend Believe. If you don't turn up, you'll upset a lot of people whose faith is still intact. Have you considered that? Believe has nothing to do with faith. Faith should be a comfort to people, not a crutch. A somewhat academic... It shouldn't put such a strain on their wallets either. What she said. Really? No, not really. Not even remotely. Starlight, I'm afraid I have to insist. You're representing Capes for Christ. As a matter of fact, you're going to head up Capes for Christ. You've been promoted to minister within the Believe structure. We've talked about upping your public profile. This is the perfect place to begin. Oh, no. No, wait a minute. No, I don't want my profile upped. Quite fortunate that you went back to the old costume, actually. Much more appropriate. No. As I say, I have to insist. I really don't understand what the problem is here. What about if I insisted too? Would that make things any clearer? Oh, I see. Yes, I do see. Am I to take it that the Seven's relationship with Vought American is under some kind of review? That means you're doing it. Both of you. Fucking A, right? It means you're doing it. So, shall we get down to brass tacks? Alright, mate. What are we meeting here for, then? Christ, would you look at that shite. Soups and religion, the two worst fucking things on the planet. What an absolutely brilliant idea. Yui, what were you fucking doing having a go at Malchemical there? I wasn't gonna give you a bullockin while you was in hospital. But now it's time to go back to work. Wanna sit down? Look, for Christ's sake, he was gonna rape them, Malchemical. He was gonna make those two wee lassies suck him off, the fucking disgusting prick. Done a fuck sight worse than that in his time. You read the file. Aye, but not in front of me. You know as well as I do that they were no different to kids. He's gonna watch him. He was gonna do that to him with the rest watching. He was gonna rape him. I mean, do you even know what that means? Yeah, I think I might have an inkling. Oh, fuck. Sorry. Sit down, will you? You're giving me a fucking crick in me neck. I really am sorry. Didn't you learn anything after Gee Whiz? I'm not talking about risking your fucking life. I'm talking about not getting involved with these knobbers. I know. We're not here to save anyone. You told me that before. But I'm sorry. I just couldn't sit back and let them do that to them. They're soups, Huey. One of these days you're gonna wake up and see they're all the same. Well, I don't know about that now. I have to say, I thought you'd be a lot more pissed off about it than you seem to be. Because I believe you didn't get killed, you tit. Well, I have to thank you for that, but what were you doing there anyway, like? Couldn't believe what you were telling me about Super Duper. Come down to see what the hell you were playing at. At 8 a.m? Up with a lark, mate, you know me. Course, it ain't gonna be too hard for Vought to suss what happened, not after they talk to your new mates. Two blokes fit in our descriptions, talking the way we do. By the way, that was it, wasn't it? You didn't have anything more to do with them than that. Eh? Oh, no. No. Definitely not. Suppose that's something. Well, we owed the cunts one for payback anyway. Malchemical ought to fit the bill. But payback all got killed. Yeah, but Vought sicked them on us, don't forget. Anyway, Super Duper's all over with and done, all over and done with. But what about Believe? Well, it's one of these things where you work your way up through the levels of faith with money. Sins forgiven at each new level. Nice little earner for all concerned, really. Vought American make a fortune. The soups get even more. The hoi polloi thinking they're God's gift, literally. And we do a bit of mingling and see if anyone lets their guard down. Picked up some very juicy titbits at this over the years. Think you can handle a bit of light snooping without doing your good Samaritan bit? For fuck's sake, No, seriously, Queen Maeve shows up. You ain't gonna be going, excuse me, your ladyship, do you need any help getting your bra on? Nah, of course you ain't. That's a two-man job at the very least. Why can't I do the things I can do? Is someone there? Fuck is your problem? Nothing. Nah, John Wayne. He sounded more like John Wayne. Clint Eastwood. Bullock's Frenchie. You're only saying that because he looked a bit like Clint. He didn't sound nothing like him. He looked more like Xavier Augustine, I think. Besides, he was from California. So was Clint. Yeah, but so was the Duke. And who the fuck's Xavier Augustine when he's at home? He was the back anthropologist in my village. A brilliant man. Well, how am I meant to bleed and well know what he... All right, never mind. Here, M.M., who do you reckon Mallory used to sound more like, John Wayne or Clint Eastwood? He sounded like someone knew what the fuck we was doing. Give us a minute, will you, Frenchie? D'accord. Let's have it then. You apologize to that boy yet? Well, hardly. I mean, if I did that, I'd have to tell him I was sorry for... tell him what I was sorry for, wouldn't I? If he knows I set him up because I thought he was with Vought, he's gonna want to know why. And I don't want him knowing I know he's shagging a starlight bird, because I haven't worked out how to use it yet. She's in the Seven. There's no way we can just let that one go by. He don't know he's fucking the bitch. He thinks he's fucking someone called Annie January. How about if she tells him, or he figures it out for himself? You giving any thought to how he's gonna feel then? Like a right twat, probably. But how's he gonna feel any better if he gets the news from me? That ain't the point. The point is to hit the soups as hard as we can, whenever we can. I'll come clean with Huey when the dust settles. I'll make it up to him, all right? Have you seen what they're doing in our park? Is it okay if we go somewhere else? I'm not really comfortable with this stuff. Oh, does it remind you of being religious? I just don't like it, that's all. So I have a stupid little worry. Tell us your stupid little worry. Well, I was thinking about this morning. I said I love you and you didn't say it back. Oh, and I was trying to remember, and you haven't said it since Penn Station, before you went away. That was the one and only time, and... Ah, Annie, there's a reason for it, but it's not what you think. I'm not having second thoughts. It's just that the last time I got to the I love you stage with someone, something bad happened. Something really terrible. Oh, Huey. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm so stupid. No, you're not. This is the girl, isn't it? The girl who got... Huey, really, you can talk about it if you want. You can tell me stuff like this. I won't freak out because it's another girl. You're right. We shouldn't have stuff we keep from each other, should we? Her name was Robin. Robin Mawinney. Baby. And she got killed when one superhero smashed another into a brick wall. A superhero? It happens more than you think. They're right bastard suits. Most folk don't know a fraction of the shit they get up to. Robin got crushed between the guy and the wall. The other one just fucked off. He didn't care what he'd done at all. I remember I asked you about superheroes that time. You said you didn't really care either way. I didn't want to talk about it for obvious reasons, like. This prick was one of the big boys, actually. He's in the Seven. His name's A-Train. Annie! I have to. Everything's happening today. I have to. Annie, what's the matter? Annie! Huey, I'm a superhero. Next, honesty being the best policy. Alright, here we go. 45. What? I'm a superhero. My name's Starlight. I mean, not my name. My superhero name. I'm one of the Seven. I'm a superhero. Annie, did you not hear what I said? Excuse me. Did you not hear what I just told you? My last girlfriend, the lassie I was seeing before you, she got killed by a soup. Robin, her name was. I loved her. So, I mean, do you not think... Well, like, is this not a wee bit fucking sick, you turning around and coming off with shite like that? I mean, what's got into you? Usually you're lovely, I can tell you anything. But here I am telling you the worst thing that ever happened and... to me, and all you do is take the piss? I mean, I... Huey, I'm so sorry.
Believe, part two.
Frenchie. I've been going about all this all wrong, haven't I, mate? Woof. We ain't gonna have a go with the seven. It ain't got nothing to do with them. We're gonna use it to give someone who needs it a good fucking kick up the arse. You need one delivered, Monsieur Cardcouter? Just name the recipient. I can guarantee a most efficient service. Nah, just talking to myself, Frenchie. There's your stuff. Huey, please try to understand. The look on your face, I feel like the world's about to collapse under my feet, and I really need you to understand. I didn't tell you because I'm not allowed to. We're supposed to have secret identities. I mean, that was it at first, but then I started to think about quitting, and I thought I wouldn't need to say anything. Because I really am giving it up. I mean, the fashion thing wasn't true. I just said that I had to say something, but I promise you I am. And I thought you'd never know, and you'd never need to, and that'd be so great. And I know that was stupid, and I'm sorry, but I didn't know. I didn't know about your girlfriend. I mean, I did. I knew A-Train had some terrible accident, but I never imagined in a million years that the girl had anything to do with you. You see, you can't imagine what they're really like, Huey. You just don't know how awful these people are. Oh, God, that's so stupid. Of course you do. After what you went through, how could you not? But there are things I've seen because I've been on the inside of it. You see, all I wanted ever since I was a little girl was to be a superhero, fight for justice, battle evil, be in one of the big teams. But the Seven, they're just so horrible. I mean, they all are. All of them, but the Seven are the worst of all. They're just the most disgusting, selfish, heartless people imaginable. They're like the exact opposite of the way it's supposed to be, and I've seen, oh, God. But then I met you, and you gave me strength, Huey. You helped me bear it. Because of you, I could see that I didn't have to live like this, that I could leave it behind and be with someone real. Huey, I love you. You're just the one true, honest thing in my life, and I know this is crazy. I know I lied, but all I want is to be with you forever. And after that, let me go check in and make sure we are recording. Yes. And I mean everything, levels and all. Yes. Because that was a good performance. If I didn't get it recorded, I'd be upset. Oh, God. Do you understand me, Huey? Do you think you see? Are you... Nah! No, get away! Get the fuck away! Huey! Huey, what are you doing? Huey! I believe when I give my heart to God, it will be forever. I believe when I give my soul to Christ, it will be forever. Welcome to Believe. Capes for Christ Seminar at 11. Meet O Father, now appearing with Sidekick 12. Win dinner with the Homelander himself. Tees of Turin, Capes for Christ, Holy Spirit Vineyards. Beautiful day, God is truly smiling on us. Rejoice. Oh, is he handing her a lollipop? Or did he take her a lollipop? Ooh, I don't know, maybe she's taking his. Oh! Wow. What the fuck just happened? No sounds wholesome, remember? Wholesome. Merde. Claremont, if we are to remain undercover, measures will have to be taken. All of them? Oui. Okay, folks, let's give old father and the kids of Sidekick 12 a break for now. We hope you got all the pictures you want. Don't forget, they'll be back to sign for you at 11:30. Oh, wow, they're doing the Last Supper. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. When the Lord calls, the 12 answer. But right now, these wondrous wards have to check in with their God-fearing guardians. Don't forget, you can still enter the contest to win Dinner with Homelander. Tickets are available at all concession stands. The winner will be announced tonight, right after closing prayers. Appearing now at the Cates for Christ event is Starlight. That's Starlight of the Seven. You know, you've really got to do something about this addiction to sidekicks. Oh, man. This whole thing reminds me of, like, church. Not like God, but church. Like, some people will say, you know, well, yeah, church is, like, part of God. But the problem is, like, they really commodified Christianity into, like, this, like, buy this and buy that to show your love for Jesus and all. And, like, I had a church that I went to, and they were always like, oh, yeah, if we raise this much money, we can get a bigger church and all this. And they were constantly wanting money until they built, like, a literal super church. And they're like, oh, look at what God's given us. And it's not really like that. They were literally trying to just goad people into having them build this super church. There was absolutely nothing wrong with the church they had. And even my father, who went to that church, he was very, or my stepfather, but he was very critical of them. You know, they always wanted money. And he always say that church always wants money. But my mother loved it. She had a lot of friends and stuff like that. And I even, you know, would spend time with them. You know, you would hang out with the kids and stuff, you know, after church. You'd go to their houses sometimes. There was like a Christian pool party I went to one time. Yeah. It's this big, huge, like, mansion place, right? And there was, like, a spot for all the girls and a spot for all the guys. And it was all, like, a big sleepover, right? It was all, like, Jesus stuff. You had to be... I mean, I'm sure there's some crazy stuff that might have went down, because I've heard, you know, crazy stuff, all, you know, went goes down sometimes in those little church camps and stuff. But, oh, yeah, I've had my fill of the church. I have nothing against God, but religion, woo! It can be a real moneymaker in the wrong way. And, of course, you got to look at, what's his name? That one preacher that, I don't know, Joel Osteen. You know, there was like a weather emergency. And people were like, hey, can we go in your church for shelter? And he's like, no, not without a ticket. And he's like, that's awful. That's the most unchristian thing I've ever seen in my life. For a man that supposedly calls himself a man of God would not let somebody who is suffering and faced to deal with the cold elements into a place of shelter without paying for it, right? That's the God of money. That's greed, right? That's what was it they said in the Bible? I would be a rich man would be like trying to enter an eye of a needle. That's how hard it would be for them to get to heaven. You know, I'm not really that religious a guy, but I have, you know, been to church more than a few times. I was one of those guys who was raised in the church, believe it or not. And, like, you don't lose that, like, belief system, right? Like, it's just, if it's something that it's always ingrained in me. But at the same time, you start to see a lot of the issues with it. And if you can't see, like, certain problems with, like, religion in general, yeah, then I don't think you're really looking hard enough, you know, especially with a lot of these modern evangelical religions or, you know, even the TradCon stuff, it's just a little crazy. People are trying to become ideals of things and... it's bizarre to me. That's not how I was raised up, even in the, you know, listening to the fiery sermons from the preacher, which there wasn't a preacher I went to that hadn't raised his voice. They were always very stern, hardcore sermons. That's just what it was like. Anyway, back to the comic. Oh, fuck me. Speak his goddamn name aloud. What up, big man? I'm serious, you animal. There's blood on one of these seats. Yeah, well, you know how that goes. What's happening? Oh, you know, just passing by. Thought I'd see how the preparations for tonight's farce are coming along. Since when do you give a fuck about that shit? What happens is you fly down onto the stage and give them the same old goddamn routine, and they lap it up like you gave them the keys to the pearly gates, as usual. So what you really doing here? Let's make it quick. That pearly gate shit giving me all kinds of fucking ideas. Savage. Yeah, yeah. Let he who is without sin suck my dick. Get on with it. Alright, relax. I wanted to sound you out a couple of possibilities. Yeah? Is there anything to do with the shit you was talking at Herogasm? You know, where 1 minute you all possibilities and my peers and very little can stop me, and then it's like none of it fucking happened? No, well, no, it isn't that. I need to get a sense of the lie of the land. I want to know which way people might jump in the event of certain developments. That's why I came to you. You know what we're like in the Seven. We float up there on our ivory tower, and who's doing what, who's in and who's out. We barely notice any of it. I wouldn't even have known about Payback and the G-Men if Vought hadn't informed me personally. But you're not like that, old father. You know everybody. I'm as big a liar as she is, Jamie. I know I am. She doesn't know what I do at all. And I don't know if I'm more scared for her or for me. I'm just as big a liar as... But she's a soup. A butcher! Annie, pick up. Just pick up or call me, all right? Call me as soon as you get this. Oh, fuck, where are you? Sorry, Mr. Potamus, can't stop.
Uh-huh.
A taxi! Fuck. Ah, oh, fuck. All right, mate. Ah! Muslims and Jews and the Buddhists and all the other people who believe what they believe and the atheists, especially the atheists, they're all wrong. And that's the first thing you have to accept. As a Christian, there is no compromise, no considering other points of view, no meeting anybody else halfway.
Ooh, that's awful. Awful.
You either believe in Jesus Christ as your personal savior, or you don't. And if you don't, I pity you. Because turning your back on the kingdom of heaven is a tragic thing. But the point is, God's way is the only way. There are no other gods, no other possibilities, no other paths to salvation.
Are there any more like her, do you think? Like her? I don't even know the bitch. Ain't she one of yours?
She's a believer.
In this shit?
In super shit, truth and justice, and rah, rah, rah. Her face taking a few dents, of course, largely due to being exposed to us. And it got a little compromised at the beginning, when she blew me and two of the others just to get onto the team. But a believer she remains.
Seriously, she?
She was crap. The only fun in it was seeing Little Miss American Way with cum all over her principles. The question I'm asking is, how many more of our fraternity share her outlook on life?
Who think it's like in the fucking comic books? Jesus! Unless you talk about them retarded assholes and super duper, I'd have to say zero. I mean, I think I saw Reacher dick help an old lady cross the street. Once. But only so he could get her hand in her purse. Little hoe out there fucking on her own.
Good. The last thing we need is anyone upsetting the apple cart.
You know how Vought are pushing this agenda of theirs, this superpower for national defense thing? Oh, fuck. Ain't they giving up on that yet? Shit ain't never gonna work. Goddamn blind man can see it.
Really? Come on. We ain't no fucking Black Ops commandos. I mean, you people proved that on 9/11. And back in Vic the Beep to push shit through? Talk about the wrong horse, man. Wrong candidate. Wrong shit. Wrong fucking plan. Soups ain't no use for nothing except making folks pay to go, oh!
Supposing that changed. Supposing the plan was suddenly viable. How far do you think our people would go to ensure it was a success?
You mean how they feel about getting fucking drafted?
No, about getting the plan itself implemented, if Vought ever wanted their help in forcing the issue.
You talking about what I think you talking about?
Giving Vic whatever support he needs in whatever circumstances arise, if it really comes to it.
Oh, shit. How many would go along with that, in your opinion?
How the fuck you gonna sell it, just to start with? Look how well we do out of Vought right now. Imagine how grateful they'd be if we backed them on something like this. Huh. Well, I see why you asking if we got any true believers out there. Kay, I don't think security gonna be a problem. All you gotta say is Vought and everyone gonna shut the fuck up. But how many gonna go along with it? 60, maybe 65% tops. Okay. Can I arrange a get-together for later on, with whomever you think will come on board for this? Sound them out, keep it vague, and I'll tell you where and when. Good man. Bloody hell, Huey, what the fuck's got into you? I walk up and say hello, and you scream your bleeding lungs out. What's that all about? I'm sorry, I was thinking about something else, and you just sort of surprised me. I didn't expect you to be there. What are you doing here anyway? Is there something wrong? No, nothing wrong. Huey, are you scared of me? Oh, fucking hell. It's not that I mean, Jesus, I know I'm no picnic sometimes, but I'm not Jack the Bloody Ripper either, am I? Oh, well, fuck it. It's sort of what I come up here to talk to you about, in a way. Oh, somewhere around here we can go for a chat. Not really. I mean, there's a bit of waste ground where I set fire to the Blarney Cock, or the crack house just down the road. Or there's a bar a few blocks over where Mr. Potamus says they like fucking white people. Waste ground. I don't do all that well in crack houses. So... I know you've been having a rough time of it recently, Huey. Malchemical and all that. But on top of that, I know you ain't all that happy with the way things are going in general. You never have gotten your head around the idea of hurting people. We keep coming back to that again and again, and I think that's where I've been going wrong, trying to force it on you. See, I come out of the military, mate. I'm used to hard cases like MM, or even the odd psycho like Frenchie, or you know who. You get people to do stuff by giving them orders. You bullock them, or you make them feel ashamed their mates can do stuff they can't. Macho bullying, I think they call it. But that ain't right for you. Fuck, look at that. You reckon he's still in here? Oh, Christ. I bet you the kicks never bothered to move him. What I'm trying to say is, Huey, I ain't been listening to you. I talk to you like you're just another one of these nutters, when that's the last bleeding thing you are. You're an ordinary bloke. Fucking decent one, into the bargain. You're me mate. So from now on, if something's doing your head in, or if you're having any kind of bother and you want to talk about it, do. You talk and I'll listen. There ain't nothing you can't say to me. Whatever fucking problems you're having, you tell me and we'll sort them out together. You can trust me, Huey. Alright? I know why he's doing this. Because he wants Huey to admit what she just said. Annie told him that she was Starlight. 46. Fucking hell. And that's it? Aye. Nothing else? No. You didn't... I don't know. You didn't join the same gym as the lads from Team Titanic? Titanic. Get that right. As the lads from Team Titanic, or get a load of spam from hlander.com, or email them all our files? Or have a fucking threesome with her and Jack from Jupiter? No, it's just her. There's nothing else. It's just this one fucking thing. Look, I know it sounds impossible that I could be with her so long and no twig, but I didn't. Oh, Jesus. Even saying it sounds bloody mental. There's no way you could ever believe me. Funny thing is, mate, I actually think I can. Believe, part 3. Even the coffee tastes like garbage. Oh, I didn't hear you come in. Typical fucking Vought American. Give them a surefire moneymaker and all of a sudden the accountants are asking why they need to spend anything on it. Puh! I was impressed how you stood up for yourself the other day. Ah? With him. About doing this shit. Vought have us by the balls, but that doesn't mean we always have to whine like little bitches. Well, it didn't really do me much good, did it? I mean, here I am, after all. Yeah, but all the same. It's good to remind them we're not their dogs. And anything that pushes that smug, implacable, patronizing prick's blood pressure up a notch or two has got to be a positive thing.
I don't know about that. Whatever's running in those veins, I don't think it's under any pressure at all. Point. What is it with them anyway? Sometimes it feels like they've assigned us the world's most patient kindergarten teacher, which tells you exactly what they think of us. There's not much I can tell you. You've been to the meetings, you've heard his heart thudding along at a never-changing 80 over 60. The Deep used to think he had a pacemaker, but I checked. My theory is that he's some sort of perfect Vought product, the ultimate corporate creature. So in light of what I was saying, you should definitely feel free to give him a little more shit. I was actually thinking about how, about asking him how it would be if I was to quit the team. After all the hard work you put into joining in the first place? What the hell am I thinking, confiding in someone like you? Yes, well, the devil gets into me sometimes. Was he in you when you made me do that?
Nobody made anyone do anything. We gave you a choice and you went right to work. I've never forced myself on...
What? What is it?
Nothing.
Right.
Listen, you can take tonight off. That's what I came here to tell you.
But I'm not... Anyone asks, tell them it's on my authority. All that's left is this stupid contest to win dinner with me. You're not needed for that.
Are you sure?
Go. You're not gonna kill me, are you?
What?
You probably think she's been using me to find stuff out. Fuck, you think I'm a spy.
Huey.
No! Gotta get... Ah!
Huey, for fuck's sake, son!
No!
Weren't you just listening to a word I just said now? You're me mate, you tit. You can trust me with anything. Come on, get up off your arse and let's try and sort this out.
I thought you'd be really fucked off.
Course I am. But what I am more than that is fucking gobsmacked. I mean only you, Huey.
Come on, then.
Start at the beginning.
Where and when?
Not that long after I started with you, actually. It is
when you stuck the V in me. When I went off in the hoof. I met her in Central Park. She just started talking to me. It was the funniest thing. The funny thing was we were both pissed off with work. She said she had something she didn't like. To get something she wanted. Later on, she said she meant the job. That's what was getting her down like.
Oh, yeah?
Now, up to yesterday, I thought she worked in fashion or whatever, but obviously she was talking about the Seven. Right enough, she said they were fucking horrible.
Would you tell her you're done?
Insurance.
Wait a minute. This is the bird you told M.M. about?
Aye. Which means she's the one you was having a nosh on when you got the old red sails in the sunset, ain't she?
Aye.
Yeah, all right. So anyway, you start shagging and it gets serious.
What, does it get serious?
How close are the two of you anyway?
We're in love.
Worse than I fucking thought.
Hmm?
How do you feel now you know who she really is?
I don't really think it changes anything that much. I mean, she lied to me, but I lied to her too. And like, she's no idea who I am, so I don't know. Maybe I'll feel different later, but the more I think about it, the more I just... I don't know.
You don't think it'll change much, even though you're on the opposite sides of a fucking war?
Well, obviously but I'm talking about the two of us as people. She keeps saying she's quitting. If she does, there's no reason she ever has to ken about me.
She keeps saying it, that's good. What else does she say?
She ever ask you anything about what you do? Some innocent little question or other?
Huey, has she ever been anywhere near one of our jobs?
Well, she was at Herogasm, I suppose, but she didn't ken I was too. And she didn't come up and see me when I was with Gee Whiz, but that was my idea.
Oh, nip off and meet her, did ya? And how'd you manage that when you were meant to be on the cunts 24/7?
Frenchie. Frenchie covered for ya.
No. Pull the other one, mate. It's got bells on. I'll tell you what I don't like here.
One. She started talking to you. Two, you're already trying to tell yourself everything's hunky-dory.
Taxi!
Wanker.
Frenchie, we were just talking about you, my son. Nothing is amiss, Monsieur Carscooter.
Course not. What makes you say that, mate?
I thought I detected something mildly carnivorous in your tone.
God perish the, no, perish the thought. So what can I do you for? Oh, excuse me. What can I do for you? Ah, of course. Status report. The Homelander has met with Old Father. Oh, very suspicious. Oh, yeah? What's the cunt want with that fucking pedo, then? Seem to be sounding him out about which of the suits would back Vault American and Vic the Veep in extreme circumstances. Now, that is interesting. The question was one of forcing through a certain plan. Old Father believes that a majority would go along with it. A meeting was called for later on. Well, well, much else? You also met with Starlight, you know, the junior member de la Sept Evoque la Retalie Jolie. Yeah, I know her. He dismissed her for the evening. She is not one of Old Father Truss, that much is clear. All right. See if you can get into this meeting and let me know what you hear, yeah? Female behaving herself? Nice one. See you later, Frenchie. I'm still sort of surprised they're doing this Evangelist shit here. Excuse me, let's try that a little bit different. I'm still sort of surprised they're doing this Evangelist shit here. In the middle of New York City, like. Hmm? Oh, you don't have to be a redneck to fall for that bollocks, mate. Billy Graham used to fill Yankee Stadium every time he came here. I suppose I'm off it now, anyway. The Believe job. Fuck, I suppose that's me off everything. Blimey. All go today, isn't it? All right, mate. What's the rush? Butcher! What the fuck, man? Oh, excuse me. What the fuck, man? Hello to you, too. Where's my goddamn flask? Where the fuck is it? You mean, I ain't fucking playing here. I always keep it in the exact same place. Bottom drawer, right-hand side. It's always there. Today it ain't. Well, did you maybe... I said I ain't fucking playing. I heard what you said, but I don't know where your flask is, alright? Motherfuck. Where... You know where the fuck I'm going. Jesus, is he talking about, you know, what he gets from his mom? He told you about that? Course he did. Yeah, I think he keeps some handy, just so he can top himself up. But if he runs out, he has to go straight to the source, so to speak. Anyway, looks like we've got the place to ourselves. You want a cuppa? No. Alright, the way I see it, if she is a plant, if this ain't just a deft as fucking accident since the year dot, we can find out without even leaving this room. We do? Surveillance tapes of the Seven. Got everything we need except for the bit where they pulled the bugs and we had them back in a week later. We checked the footage for roundabout when you met her. If they ain't talking about setting her up with you, she's in the clear. Aye, I suppose. I mean, who knows? She told you she had to do something rotten to join the team, didn't she? Maybe in a weird sort of way she was talking about this. I forgot about the thing with the bugs, right enough. Who is it puts them in for us? Is it some cleaner, a contractor, or someone? One thing at a time, eh, mate? Oh, bloody hell. Aye, you're right. I wouldn't trust me either. It's Marv.
Really?
Queen Marv? Well, how many other Marvs do you know? Oh, thank fucking God. You're one of the boys, Huey. You fucked up good and proper, yeah. But I ain't gonna chuck the baby out for the bathwater just yet. But how? Why did she... Because she fucking hates the Homelander, that's why. What you might recall is a bit of a hobby of mine, too. I don't know what her problem is. The legend has one theory. But anyway, she first got in touch with about 10 years ago. It was her come to us in a roundabout way. Or to Victory Comics, at any rate. Asked the boss if he knew how to find the legend. Which, of course, he did. And seeing as the slimy cunt would have walked 1,000,000 miles just for one of her crabs, he gave her the number. He gave her the number. Her and the legend were close when he was at Victory. Oh, aye. Yeah, you know, young girl in the big city, funny old bloke doing his favorite uncle routine. She wasn't always such a stuck-up bitch. So, she won't say why she's narked at the Homelander, but apparently she's Oh, I don't know if that's, No, that's not his voice. So, she won't say why she's knocked at the Homelander, but apparently she's fucking livid. And the legend's the bloke she could... excuse me. And the legend's the bloke she could always confide in. He was always such a good listener, all that. Of course, the old bastard's not fooled for a bleeding second. He twigs what she's really after is to know if there's a way to fuck over Supercunt.
So he brokers a meeting. Tells her he knows some blokes might be able to help, which she don't like one bit, but she's pissed off enough to go along with it. At this point, we ain't got that much on the 7, so we jump at the chance. Not that we don't play it cool when we go and see her. Now, she won't do nothing that'll get her in serious shit. She don't want to upset the apple cart neither. It's pretty obvious she ain't about to give up the good life. But you can tell she wants to do something. It's burning in her guts, so she can hardly even stand still. Mallory plays it just right. Drops a hint that we're federal, since we don't want to finish the 7 either. Far from it. But how about sticking in a couple of cameras for us? Bingo, her eyes light up. You can tell what she's thinking. Pictures, embarrassment, severe frustration. Fuck with the Homelander. Fuck with the Homelander. So what she's like when you... So what she's like when you actually see her? Typical older bird with money. Quite tasty till you get enough to see the cracks. Oh, bloody hell, Huey. You're not trying to tell me you fucking fancy mauve. Oh, no. I mean, it's nothing like that. It's just the sort of glamour of a woman as statuesque as that who actually exists. It's like a sort of legendary figure. I mean, I know she's not a real queen, but you're tapping into something there like the majesty of royalty almost. Ain't very Scottish, Huey. Yeah? Thought you jocks was against the royals and that. Or is Braveheart just a load of bullocks after all? Well, I mean, legend's idea about why Mauve hates the Homelander. Has to do with some photos that used to do the rounds. They were sort of famous and bought at one stage. They got passed around to all the senior executives. Photos. Yeah, the sort people pay to keep under wraps. Bird with her kid off, having a bit of a frolic. Just a laugh, really. Boyfriend probably suggested they do it for fun. Except its mug never shows up in any of the pics. Funny that. Legend said from the size of the dong, the bloke's probably the Homelander. Stands to reason he's the one put him out there. Mom's fucking flaming over this sudden and unexpected betrayal, so... Have you seen them? I mean, they do exist. Excuse me. I mean, do they even exist, or are they just some sort of daft myth? Top drawer of me desk, under the English-French dictionary. Jings! Oh, fuck! Oh, Jesus Christ! Not up the bum! Majesty of royalty, eh? So this is why Mauve got angry enough to fuck the rest of the 7. Why, we've got cameras up there! Legend thought so. So did Mallory, come to that. No, but you? You watch Mauve on the tapes. She don't give a fuck about nothing. Spends all day sitting on her arse getting pissed on martinis except when she's shagging bodybuilders 2 or 3 at a time. She knows we're seeing that on the cameras. She put in herself. We could be selling the live feed to every full-time wanker on the planet. Doesn't slow her down for a second. And them photos was took a long, long time before she called the legend, too. So why was she really fucked off? I got absolutely no idea whatsoever, mate. Long story short, we're still a little bit leery of her, but the feed starts coming through and we start watching. We're waiting for some sort of setup. No, everything they say turns out to be the genuine article. Pardon me. We've had a lot of good stuff off them. We've had a lot of good stuff off them cameras over the years. Fucking ton of good stuff. Huh. You know, this is more than you told me in bloody months. It's like I've hit the mother load. Still think I don't trust you no more? I think I'll have general... Let's see here. Alright, here we go. I think I'll have General Tso's chicken. It's supposed to be General Tao's chicken. I think I'll have General Tao's chicken. Do you not want to call them, no? Nah, I fancy the walk. Plus, I'm going square-eyed from watching his shite. Oh, fuck, where are we up to, anyway? Around about the first time I got here. Like, not when you came to see me, later on when I arrived in New York. Anything? Bugger all. Here, did Frenchie or M.M. not see anything about Annie when they went through all this? They ain't got that far, have they? Because they got bleeding years of it to look at, yet. Oh, lie. Yeah, all right, see you in a bit. To ruin things, we're waiting. That's great. Oh, is this where you... Yes. Have a seat. Relax. You've earned it. I'm really here. I know it's probably only temporary, but... Seven, I mean, there's just no higher a super person can go. I told you, Annie, you deserve it. You've worked so hard. There's just one final test for you to pass. I know you're going to excel at that, too. Cruel to be kind, Terror. Gotta be cruel to be kind. Next. 47. That's it. Got some, sketches. Oh, no, we're not done. Come on, son, you know it'll give you the shits. Did you watch it? I did, mate. It's fucking horrible. I don't know what to say to you. You must be completely gutted. I never thought. I just didn't. Yeah, I know. In a way, it ain't nothing new, Huey. Young girl wants to get ahead. Some dirty old fucker gives her a choice. But we're talking about soups here, ain't we? And that makes all the difference. It's all that fucking power, mate. It turns them into tossers. Eventually gets them thinking about ordinary blokes. Like you as if you're toys. She says she loves you. She seems like sweetness and light. And butter wouldn't bleed and melt. And the whole time what she's really like, well... That's what I was trying to teach you. All them times you wanted to help the bastards. You really think she's just been laughing at me? I think she's damaged goods, that's what I think. I mean, you look at her. She's honest. Excuse me. I mean, you look at her. Be honest. She's an 8 or a 9, ain't she? Let's face it, under normal circumstances, you'd never have stood a chance with her. It's only because she's like she is, or she wouldn't have looked twice at you. Oof, man, when reality hits. I don't like saying that to you, Huey, but if there was ever a time to take the gloves off, know what I mean? She made it from the Young Americans to the 7 practically overnight. What else has she done to help the old career along? How many other good lads has she fucked over in her spare time? But she said she was in love with me. And maybe she even bloody believes it. But look at what she gets up to. She's either pissing herself laughing behind your back or she's just plain mental, mate. But either way, it don't look too fucking good. Stop it. You'll feel a fuck sight better later if you don't start crying in front of another bloke. I'll be back in a minute then. Right you are. You're gonna have some new clothes. All right. What do you think I should do? Fuck. I don't know, mate. When you told me about her earlier on, first thing popped into me head was using her as a source. But after this, the more I think about it, I don't think she knows you're anything to do with us at all. Bird like her, I severely doubt that's her end of things. That being the case, I'm gonna leave it up to you. Oh, one thing. Don't be telling her how you saw her getting her big break, right? What should I tell her, then? I have a knot in my chest the size of a fist. Good thing there's a cure. There before you know it, oh, woman of countless wonders. Presumably this is over a man? Yes. Then I don't care and I don't want to know. Funny you came back here, though. You don't like us. You can't possibly have been looking for comfort. Yet here you are. Why? Because there isn't anywhere else. Not seen, but not heard, pissicle. My old friends suck. So do my so-called parents. I don't have anyone except this one guy. This is the only place I can come back to. It always is. You mean you can't talk to the little people? What the hell do we have in common with them? And if you even could start again, where would you go to be able to live in the manner to which you're accustomed? There's more to life than this crap. Then color me shallow. It's warm. There's a roof. There's an endless supply of meaningless shit. I can look at the view to my heart's content. I don't think it's swum into focus once in 7 or 8 years. It really is the perfect place to run back to. Vought say we're the 7. Vought say we live here. The one and only drawback is the inescapable certainty that all you have are other fucking superheroes. Well, sorry I have to. Oh boy, Huey texts the park now. Winners of the grand prize dinner with the Homelander. It's the Mueller family of Larchmont, New York. Folks, that's all for this, believe. We hope you've enjoyed yourselves. We know we have. God bless you all and see you next year. I believe when I give my heart to God, it will be forever. Okay, you Mullers, going up. I believe when I give my soul to Christ, it will be forever. Merde. So much for getting into the meeting. Why must Monsieur Carcutter constantly deny Mon Plan Jetpack Magnifique? Magnifique? Oui? Oui, qu'est-ce que ça? Huey, Huey, you whore! What? I saw the fucking tape. You on your knees sucking their three cocks just like a fucking whore. Don't you deny it, I fucking saw it all this bloody time we're together, and this is who you really are. How did you? Well, someone was kind enough to fucking email it to me. Nice wee surprise for me there. My girlfriend's the biggest slut of all time. But how would anyone know where? Wait a minute, tape? What tape? Who cares if I fucking saw it? I saw it. It's all that bloody matters. Oh, God. Fucking wonderful. Fucking great. Look who I've been with this whole bloody time. Not just a super cock-sucking whore. Well, here we go. The joke's on Huey again. Is this how you bastards get your kicks? You do all this Babylonian shite and then you find some dickhead like me and rub it in my fucking face? Baby, no, that's not the way it was. Oh, don't bloody baby me, you bitch! Huey, please, I swear it had nothing to do with you. It was before we even met. I remember. Boo-hoo, I'm so sad. I had to do something terrible. I had to gargle three loads of cum. I can see why you might be conflicted. Is this where all this weird sex shite comes from? You're going down on me, but you're really thinking about the Homelander doing you up the arse? No. No, of course not. You're experimenting. I forgot. But you weren't experimenting there. You wanted to join the Seven, so you fucking whored yourself. Huey, please stop. You're mad. You've every right to be mad, but please stop saying these things. You're smashing everything. You're ruining everything we've got between us. We'll never be able to put it back together again. Fucking, please, Huey. Please, just fuck off, you cunt. Please, sir, we're very cold. Will we be at the restaurant soon? It's okay. We're going to be okay. Mommy! We really appreciate the sightseeing flight, but we...
It's all shit, you know.
Sir?
Believe, it's just a scam designed to separate half-wits like you from your money. It's the same scam that's been running for thousands of years since one ape turned to another and pointed at the sun and said, "Give me your share and I'll see that he gets it." Since some big mouth got nailed to a couple of planks and they knew they were onto a winner. You may as well have burned your money. The only man in the sky is me.
No, no, God, no, oh dear Jesus Christ! Ah, Tim!
Okay. Let's talk.
A-Train.
What?
A-Train was one of them. He killed Robin, remember?
God, Huey, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry for all of it. I never ever wanted to hurt you. I was going to leave the Seven and be with you. That was all that I wanted.
Well, that's out the window anyway.
Excuse me, that's not how he said that.
Well, that's that out the window anyway.
What are you going to do?
Don't know.
Go home, I think. Go back to Scotland.
Huey, please don't do that. Please stay and we'll try to figure this out. You're the only person who means anything to me in the whole world. You're all I've got.
Well, then you've got nothing.
You said we found each other. You said you were in love with me. I was scared of being alone. That's the only reason I said it. That isn't true. You know that isn't true. Oh, I? Huey, please look at me. No, thanks. I'm gonna walk away now, and I don't ever want to see you again. Huey, no. No, don't do this. Don't do it. No, 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 no. You found me, remember? You found me. Nothing counts but that. Everything else is just crap we can fix or get rid of. But this is what really matters. Two people finding each other. That's the most important thing in the world. I'm so, so sorry I hurt you. Please don't walk away. The strange thing was, he knew she was right. Without being sure exactly why, he knew he was making the wrong choice. But he dredged up what he needed to keep going. To put one leaden foot in front of the other. Huey! You found me! And the words came out like a lament. Believe. Conclusion. Okay. Battlefields also. Dane Dare. Garth Ennis. Gary Erskine. Okay. Just a Pilgrim. Bunch of comics. We're getting up there, guys. Alright, so what's next on the list? Give it a minute. Let's see. Battlefields 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Here we are, Volume 8, Highland Laddie. Remember, there's 12 volumes, so we're getting pretty close to the end. So, you can look forward to the beginning of Volume 8. Well, it's only 146 pages, so I might actually be able to knock it out in one sitting. It's possible. Depends on how I feel. So, we might be able to give you all of Volume 8 in February. Let's hope so. At any rate, guys, I hope you enjoyed this two-parter for Volume 7. And more boys is coming. All right, guys, this is the Grimlord, and I'm out. See you next time, comic fans.